everyone. This is Nick Forster. Welcome back to the E-Town Archives. If you're just now tuning in, don't forget to check out the podcast channel to hear more. Just last week, we featured the Wood Brothers. Week before that was Lyle Lovett back from our first season in 1991. This week, we send birthday greetings to an icon, an American musical legend, and a good friend, Mr. John Hartford. John, who actually would have been turning 80 years old this week. This segment is from just a few weeks before John lost his battle with cancer back in 2001. He visited E-Town one last time with his friends David Grisman and Mike Seeger. And this performance included everything from a retrograss, which was the name of their little combo. They called it retrograss, a retrograss version of Chuck Berry's classic Maybelline, a David Grisman original, and a really poignant performance of John's classic Gentle on My Mind. I should note that this was recorded on the day John lost the dexterity in his left hand. So he asked me to play the guitar solo on an old arch top on Gentle on My Mind. Anyway, thanks for everything, John Hartford. Happy birthday. Hope you enjoy this segment from the E-Town Archives.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to invite Nick Forrester to sit in with us on this. He's just about old enough to be retro himself. Retrograss is kind of an approach to music. You know, usually music evolves what they call in a progressive fashion. Like first there was old time music, and then that evolved into bluegrass and modern country music. And it's always moving forward. You know, you're taking older tunes and modernizing them. Well, we thought we would do the opposite and try and play tunes in earlier styles than which they appeared.
Is this one of the lesser-known compositions of Stephen Foster?
Well, sort of. It's a Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs tune.
Lester Foster.
And we're going to kind of do it in the Carter family style.
I wish we would.
Them Blue Ridge Hills far away.
Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, in those Blue Ridge Hills where I was born. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away near my Blue back to that ramshackle shack in the Blue Ridge Hills far away. Oh, my mother and dad, they are laid there to rest. They are sleeping in peace together there. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, in those Blue Ridge Hills where I was grown. When I die, won't you bear me on the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home?
Turn to that old cabin door with a sign.
I've a longing for days gone by. When I die, won't you bury me on that old mountainside? Make my resting place upon the hill so high. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, in those Blue Ridge hills where I was born. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge mountain home? In those Blue Ridge hills where I was born. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge mountain home?
Oh, wow.
Hang around there, Nick. We got some rock and roll we want you to help us with.
All right.
Yeah. Retrograss, less is more, and more is also more. We're going to feature one of America's great folk poets and songwriters.
Who the hell is that?
Fiddle players.
Oh, got the wrong
and, you know, he's got a lot of tales to spin. He is one, you know, how most genres of music have fathers. You know, you hear about the father of jazz, Louis Armstrong, the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe. We are the uncles of retrograde.
Is this baby playing?
All right. Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started out of doing them things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a Coupe de Ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out of running my V8 Ford. Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper, running side by side of Maybelline. Why can't you be true? Why can't you, Maybelline? Why can't you be true? You done started out of doing them things you used to do. Oh, Maybelline, I love the fact that it ain't one of them little stubby Cadillacs like we got around here now. Big long deals with the fins on it, yeah, buddy. Oh, pick it right there in the gold Davy Grizzly right here. Got a cloudy and it started to rain, and I honked my horn for the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all over my hood, so it sure wasn't doing my motor no good. I'm Maybelline, why can't you be true? Yeah, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started out of doing them things you used to do. Well, now the motor cooled down and the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. A Cadillac looking like a ton of lead, 103 half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like it's sitting still, and I caught Maybelline at the sink to swim me. Maybelline. Rhythm while old David plays the guitar. Like the old preacher said, he said, I don't know if I'd have played that, son. Yeah, here's Mike Seeger to play it for you. Here we go. Well, the motor cooled down and the heat went down. That's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac looking like a tunnel head, 103, a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like it's sitting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill of Maybelline. Yeah, oh Maybelline. Yeah, you done started out of doing them things you used to do, big tag here. You done started out one more time. You done started out of doing them things.
The one and only John Hartford.
Did this just kind of happen on its own? Did you three find yourselves in the same spot at the same time, or what made this?
I used to, yeah.
Well, for years we were this way anyway.
This is kind of an idea that I had. I was inspired actually by a tape that I heard of a group called the Anachronistic Jazz Band. They were from Europe. Someone gave me a tape, and they did like modern jazz or bebop tunes like Well You Needn't and Giant Steps. They did them in Dixieland style. So I thought that was really interesting, and I kind of thought about that for a few years and thought it would be interesting to try to do a kind of a similar thing. And these are the guys I thought of to do it with. It took us a couple of years to get our schedules together, and I'm glad we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, there's no play acting here. No surprise that you chose these fellas to do this with.
Well, I knew you have to get people that knew a lot about different styles of music. You know, within, you know, the thing that's interesting about the earlier styles of traditional American folk music, or at least in this past century, is that all those styles were really the styles of individual players. Like, there's no one kind of string band music or banjo playing. A banjo player like Doc Boggs could develop his own style, and then 50 miles down the road, somebody else would have an entirely different style. Mm-hmm.
But this could be mid-Atlantic style, I suppose.
Yeah, this style. This actually, we took a very recent composition and put it back. The subject matter of this melody is one of the great tragedies of the 20th century. Anyhow, we'll see if you recognize this. This is one of our latest retro fittings.
Sad, it was sad, oh so sad. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad, 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 oh so sad. It was sad when that great ship went down. Sing this with me. It was, oh so, it was sad. Great down, say it again. It was so sad, sad. Now sing it with the basses singing out real hard. Oh, okay. sad, sad, oh so sad. It was sad when that great ship went down. It was sad, it was sad. When that great ship went down back to the tonic. All right.
Now, the instigator, the organizer of this this whole retrograss business, David Grisman. Dave grew up in Passaic, New Jersey, began playing the mandolin, partly as a result of hearing people like Mike Seeger, and especially a guy named Ralph Rinsler, and who's a musician and a folklorist, too. Playing with Red Allen, the Kentuckians, and Earth Opera, another little-known chapter there before Olden and the Way, which many of you know about. And, of course, the last 25 years, the David Grisman Quintet, from bluegrass to serious jazz compositions that have become part of the standard repertoire for all kinds of acoustic musicians, tons and tons of them. So we're going to let David take over with some of his own tunes here.
Oh, thanks, Nick. Grab your guitar there, son. Right. Yeah, they just had a 25th anniversary reunion gig with Tony Rice, Daryl Anger, Todd Phillips, and Mike Marshall. And this is actually the 25th year of the DGQ. So we'll do the very first tune on the very first Dog album. It's a little theme music from a very obscure movie whose name I won't mention, but its initials are EMD. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
And John, before we get back to music, I thought I'd just spend a little time talking to you, if that's all right. It's been a long time since you were here on the Boulder Theater stage, anyway, doing the E-Town show.
I think it is, yeah.
And the last time you were here, you bumped into some fiddle music that...
Yeah, I went to a record store down here. They had a record by Ed Haley, and I listened to it, and I fell in love with it, and I started trying to find out everything about Ed Haley.
Yeah. You've been writing almost for 10 years now, researching and finding out about Ed Haley, blind fiddle player from back in, mostly in West Virginia, mm-hmm. I guess. It's kind of like the same stuff that Mike's been involved with, but diving deep into somebody's life and then going out and meeting their family and going to the places where they played music and finding out about, you know, the people, but the land and the landscape and the families.
I don't think it's necessarily where it comes from. I think it's who it was playing it. I used to listen to tapes of these old Kentucky, East Kentucky, Western Virginia fiddle players. And I always knew there had to be somebody back in that part of the country that could actually play the fiddle and get all those notes and all that bowing in there. Because you could tell us what these guys were trying to play. They'd heard this fella, but nobody else had heard it. So at any rate, Gus Mead and Mark Wilson, some of these old boys, John Harrod, they'd kept hearing this name by Ed Haley. And they discovered that his son was living there in Ashland and had some old homemade discs of him and got it and put it on the record. Sure enough, I found out who could really play those Kentucky tunes.
Yeah, he was the guy, yeah.
Oh, man. He could put their bow to it.
Now, do you still have the inclination to do the riverboat trips that you used to do?
Well, I haven't done them in a couple of years. My health has been in pretty bad shape. So I've usually been working the upper Mississippi between LeClaire, Iowa, and Galena, Illinois, on a boat called the Twilight. And I haven't had the strength for it in the last 2 years. Yeah. My health hadn't been good enough.
Yeah.
So but I sure miss it. But we live right on the Cumberland River, mile 200.8 left, right descending bank there, crossing the foot old lock, too.
And that's the kind of information you have to know if you're going to be a pilot of a riverboat, which you are also. He knows where he's from. I'll tell you that. I take it you don't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Some of the dumbest stuff I ever saw. I'm an old codger, so I get up early in the morning, and sometimes I watch Imus in the morning. He's pretty funny. He hates everybody. It's radio on television.
Should we be a little bit more grumpy around here, do you think, for the radio show?
Oh, no.
We could hate some more
stuff.
I think
you're doing just fine. This is a fine radio show.
Oh, good.
This is a good radio show as a fella would want to listen to.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. Now one of the... one of the quotes that I always attributed to you, and I'm pretty sure it came from you years and years ago, was... don't get famous doing something you don't like to do.
Oh, yeah.
Is that one of yours?
Here's the way it goes. And I'll say it in the first person. I do what's in my heart, and if it works, that's great. And if it doesn't work, at least I haven't wasted my time. The converse of that, which proves the thing, is that if you do something you don't like, the worst thing that could happen to you would be that you'd be successful at it.
Well, which leads me to our next piece of music, which is a song that that stands up for the rest of us anyway. It's a song you've been playing for a long, long time, and it's in some ways... your legacy, you know, is the thing people connect you with the most, probably, isn't it?
I reckon.
You know the song we're talking about, yeah. Get David Grisman out here and Mike Seeger and see if we can make this song happen. So welcome back, if you would, Retrograss.
Thank you. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, any exchange that it tried upon me. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. And the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Nick Blake. Yeah, Nick Forster right here. Gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Thank you for listening. This is Nick Forster. Join us next week, and we'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.